Masechtas Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So like we discussed many times in various different Mishnayos, marriage is broken up into two. There's Erusin and Nisuyin. Erusin and Kiddushin are the same thing. The first part of marriage is Kiddushin. So we're going to see there are three ways to do Kiddushin. After a person is Mekadosh and Isha, she has din of an Eshes Ish, she cannot marry anyone else unless she gets a get. But she's not fully married yet. She cannot live with her husband yet, at least midrabanan. The chiyuvim that a husband has for a wife, like supporting her and so on, or the rights that he may have to the work of her hands, that doesn't take effect yet. That's only going to take place when there's nesuyin. Nesuyin is the chuppah. The first part of marriage, the kiddushin, is a kinyan. A kinyan means an act of acquisition. By engaging in this kinyan, this woman is now niknes labaila. That means she has been acquired by the husband. He doesn't own her, but they have certain obligations to each other. She can't marry anyone else. In the times of the Mishnah, between Erusin and Nisuyin was a long time, sometimes a whole year. After Kiddushin, the woman would go back to her house, and she would stay there until the time of Nisuyin. Nowadays, we do it basically one after the other. This Kiddushin right under the chuppah, and we read the ksuba, and then we go straight to the chuppah. Kiddushin has to be done in front of two edim, and the man that's being mekadesh, the isha, has to say hariyat mekadeshesli. Does he have to do it himself? No, he can do it through a shliach, and the woman can also arrange for a shliach to receive kiddushin on her behalf. So if the woman enters into this kinyan, and she's now tied to this husband, how does she get out of it? One of two ways. We're going to see in our Mishnah either through a get or through the husband passing away. Let's see our Mishnah. Ha'isha niknes, a woman, is acquired. She becomes mikudeshes or miureses. Both would mean the same thing. B'sholosh drachim, in one of three ways. Again, it doesn't mean the husband owns her. It means they entered into this kinyan where she is set to marry him, and at this point, she cannot change her mind. Although she can't change her mind afterwards. She will not become a Kadeshes unless she agrees that she wants to become a Kadeshes to this individual. So once again, Isha Niknes to her husband, Bishalash Drachim, in one of three ways. We'll soon see what those three ways are. Bekaines Atzma, she can acquire herself back. In other words, she can free herself from this commitment, Bishtei Drachim, in one of two ways. Now the Mishnah explains. Niknes, she can be acquired, Bekesef. That means that the man gives to the woman kesef, or the value of kesef, and he says to her, riyat mekadeshesli. So it's very clear he's giving her this kesef in order to be mekadesher. And like we said, it has to be in front of two edim. The Bat Tanura says the reason we're using this lashon, ha'isha niknes, as opposed to saying ha'ish kind of the man buys her, is to emphasize the point. It's only if she wants to. You cannot force a lady to receive kiddushin. He can give her all the money in the world and scream at the top of his lungs and yet mekadeshesli. She's not mekadeshes unless she agrees. That's why it says ha'isha niknes. She is acquired if she wants to. It doesn't say ha'ish kaina. How do we know that a man can acquire a woman in kiddushin through kesef? It's learned from Gzeirah Shavah. When it comes to getting married, the pasuk says ki yikach ish isha. When it comes to buying karka, the pasuk says nesati kesef asada kach mimeni. That's an Avraham Avinu. Purchased a field from Ephron. So just like over there, the Torah tells us that it was with money, and we use the term kicha here too. When a man marries a woman, and the pasuk uses the lashon of ki yikach, we understand that kiddushin can be done with money. That's one of the three ways. Or bishtar. Bishtar means the man is going to give a shtar, piece of paper, and it says on it, hariyat mekadeshesli. And the Bat Tanura explains that if he's going to write the Riyat Mekadeshesli on this piece of paper, or even on a broken piece of Kli Cheres and a potsherd, even though it doesn't have the value of a pruta, she still is Mekadeshes. How do we know that? Well, that's learned from the Pasuk. It says by a get, V'yotze mibeisa, she leaves his house, V'hocha she goes V'hoisa le'ish acher. Here we see that the Pasuk connected Kiddushin to Gerushin. The fact that the pasuk says she leaves his house and she gets married to someone else teaches us that just like the get is through a shtar, like we learned in Masechtas Gittin, Kiddushin can also be performed through a shtar. Like Kesev, it has to be in front of two Eidim. A third possibility is Ubebiya. The man says to the lady, Hiskachuli Bebiyazu, we're going to live together, and through this, you're going to become a Kodeshes. The Eidim see them go in together to a house. After he said those words, although technically Bia is the third option, but we're going to learn in the Gemara, Chazal were very not happy about being a Mekadosh Nisha this way. As a matter of fact, if somebody was Mekadosh Bebiya, they would give him a special kind of a makas, lashes, called makas mardis, which can be done when someone goes against the will of the Chachamim. Chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that there are three ways to be Mekadosh Nisha. Either we're giving money or the value of money. We give a ring. We'll talk more about that later, Be'ez Hashem. So he gives her the money and he says, Ariat Mekadeshesli. We say Ariat Mekadeshesli, but Tabazu with this ring, because our minhag is to give a ring. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. He can also write that on a shtar. And the third way is Bia. The Isha can release herself from this kinyan, either through a get or through the husband passing away. How much money has to be in the kesef of Kiddushin? How much money does he have to give her, or how much value does it have to have? The Beis Shammai say has to be a dinner or worth a dinner. The Beis Hillel say a pruta or something worth a pruta. And how much is a pruta? Because a pruta wasn't so clear, wasn't always the same. Which pruta are you referring to? So the Mishnah told us 1/8 of an Italian iser. If the husband died without children, and he has a brother, the brother has a mitzvah to be miyavim her, min ha-toyre, that is simply by living with her. However, there is a drabonan dika kiddushin, and that's if he would be mekadosh beforehand with money or with a shtar, that's called a maimer. If he decides he does not want to be miyavim her, he would have to give her a get for the maimer, and besides that, you would still need chalitza, because min ha-toyre, the kiddushin really has no shaychus to their relationship, it's just a takana drabonan. What is chalitza? The Yavama removes the Yavam's shoe and spits in front of him. And they say a pasuk in the Torah, Kacha Yasa L'ish, this is what's done for a person who does not want to build up his brother's house.